I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you?
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
We are going to Vegas. I'm Marlena. Welcome to Marlena. And looks like we've got our technical things straight, hopefully, anyway. And we're going to be with you for 2 hours tonight. And want to, before we bring our guest on, make mention of the fact that the Vegas sound bites come from a very cool podcasting site called, let's see if I get it all right, 500 by Midnight. We'll find out what the heck that means in hour number two. But in hour number one, we have the one and only, the greatest convention coordinator ever, Miss Cynthia Towers. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
What an introduction.
Yeah, well, hey, we got the 500 by midnight. We're going to Las Vegas, baby, and the greatest convention coordinator to tell us about the greatest convention.
Well, I don't know about the greatest convention coordinator, but it's going to be the greatest convention ever, I can tell you that.
Well, let me just tell folks that if you're listening to this program on Sunday night in North America, any 9 p.m. with the time change, man, it just mixes me all up. Let's see, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, you're listening live. Monday morning, 1 Universal, you're listening live. If you're hearing this at any other time, it's a rebroadcast, so put your feet up and enjoy yourselves. And in just a little bit, we'll be opening the line. The telephone number to call is 866-666-7926, and I'll let you know when the lines are open. So where do you want to start, Cynthia? Las Vegas is such a magical city, isn't it?
It's over. I think they should change the name to Overstimulating USA.
Well, why don't you start and tell us what we all need to know. Give us the scoop.
Well, let's see. Where do I be? You know, how do you? I was born in a small town. No, that's the wrong story. Okay.
that's another show.
Oh, okay.
You've got it all confused.
I'm sorry.
And we rehearsed this.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's going to all begin this July 2nd in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel and Casino. The Riviera is located at one, you know, I never remember the north from the south end, but
we'll get you a GPS.
Thank you. I just get into the cab and tell them the Riv, you know.
Listen to this. She's a woman of the strip. She goes to the Riv.
Strip. You know, there you go. I knew he'd come up with a name for me. I've been called many things in my lifetime.
Well, there you go. Now you got a new one.
Now I have a new one. And it's going to be located there. And they have been gracious enough to loan us for the week 800 of their 2,000 rooms so that we can have great sleeping accommodations. And we have the entire convention, their convention area, for the week, which will house many wonderful events. The grand ballroom will house our general session every day. The Royal Pavilion will house our exhibits. We have a wonderful ACB Cafe this year coming up, and then the affiliates have been sending in their programming. And just wonderful programming, very timely programming. identity theft, getting a guide dog later in life, jewelry making, just so many different things that there is going to be. If you can't find an event to go to, then just stay home because they're going to fill up anyway, baby. So there's just going to be tons of things for people to do, a wide variety, a wide range of interests. We're going to have on Monday evening movie night sponsored by Descriptive Video.
Oh, service. I love movie night.
Oh, and they're going to show Ray this year.
Oh, that's great.
And
they always give you candy, too.
They do. That's the only reason I go.
That's
I don't
right,
care.
Me too.
I don't
but
care
you
what
know,
the movie is.
You know, this year
I just show up for the Snickers.
Look, yeah, but this year, would you not throw your wrappers on the floor?
I mean, sorry.
Come on, honestly.
Did I get caught? Darn.
Yeah, well.
Tuesday evening will be the wonderful showcase, and I am astounded that every year that showcase tops itself.
Yeah, we have some very talented people in the American Council of the Blind.
Oh,
that's for darn
my goodness.
Sure.
Talk about, you know, showbiz. I think we ought to have Simon Cowell there, you know, from American Idol, because he will just be blown away by some of the talent. We do have a second movie night. They're going to be showing Aladdin.
Oh!
Yes, later in the week, sponsored by another company. And, of course, the bank and, of course.
Are they going to give us candy, too?
I'll talk to them.
They better.
Nobody will show up.
That's right.
and of course, the banquet on Friday. So it's going to be really good convention. The program committee has been hard at work, and this year we're going to have some breakouts, and we're in the process of deciding, you know, what those will be. So after we'll have a short general session on Thursday, and then people will go to some various, various breakouts for their particular interests. So we're talking about, oh, geez, what should that be? And we're looking at having the sleep study people talk about what they've been doing, parliamentary procedure, cell phone technology. You know, we're going to have to be there actually 2 weeks. I forgot to tell people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't stay home. You can't go home once you get there. You know, speaking of the sleep study people, I was excited to read about that because, you know, I interviewed Stephen Lockley 3 years ago or so on Blindspot.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
When I did Blindspot, he was on for, gosh, he was supposed to be on for an hour, and the poor guy, I think we went on for an hour and a half, and everybody calling him up and, you know, talking about the difficulties with sleeping that blind people have. He's a nice guy, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting him and maybe doing a follow-up interview with him.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Yes, how nice.
So, all right, so tell me about this hotel.
It's big.
You know, you give her a platform.
I know.
And she just does a pirouette and leaves, you know.
That's it. The Riviera was originally built in the 1950s. It is one of the original hotels on the Strip. So everybody knows the Riviera, or the Riv, as it is called.
And I'm
not joking about that. When you get into the cab, when you arrive to Las Vegas, just say the Riv. People have been asking me, what's the address of the Riviera? What do I tell the cab driver? They go by names. They don't go by addresses. So you just tell them what hotel you want to go to, and they will, and it's their business to know where it is. So they will take you there.
And I understand that there are Boku cabs on the Strip.
Boku, plethora, myriad, skillions. It is, I have to tell you that going to Las Vegas just for personal reasons and also going for the convention coordinating phase of it, I've arrived at Las Vegas, I believe, at every possible time of the day. And at every possible time of the day, there have been Not, I haven't arrived alone, let me tell you that. let me tell you this, Marlena, and listeners. The last time I went to Las Vegas was actually, it was this last week.
I was going to say, I know when you were there.
That's right.
I wanted you to be here, but you were there.
I left on a flight, left Seattle at 6 a.m., okay, because I wanted to get to Las Vegas to get settled and do a couple of personal things and then get to my meetings. 6 a.m., are you listening to me? The flight was packed. Packed. And so I've arrived at midnight. I've arrived at 9 p.m. We've gone to smaller cities or otherwise known as second-tier cities. I'm not putting them down. Birmingham was a wonderful city, and the people were wonderful. The food was excellent. And we had a great convention. The problem with the smaller city is that sometimes things stop running.
Right.
Well, Las Vegas, nothing stops running.
So you mean
you will stop before the city stops.
Okay. So then if a group of us are standing around a certain piano and it hits midnight, we can still keep singing, huh?
Midnight or noon is the same in Vegas. 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. is exactly the same.
Oh, Mike Smitherman, look out. We'll do it again.
That's right. So going back to the Riviera, it's one of the original hotels. It originally had one or two towers, and now they have five because they've had the foresight to locate themselves far enough out. Of course, they're not far out now. Everybody's closed in on them. But they had the foresight to locate on a property where they could expand. Well, they do have five towers. The Mediterranean North, Mediterranean South, San Remo, Monaco, and Monte Carlo. Now, I kept those, the Monaco and Monte Carlo for last, and that is because that's where we will, ACB will principally be located. Might you be in one of those other towers? It's more than likely. It's likely that you might. But we have specified that to the best of your ability, because you put everybody in the Monaco and the Monte Carlo. The main reason being is they're the closest towers to the meeting rooms. The Monaco is mostly sleeping rooms, and that's where probably the majority of our people will be housed. And it's located down a hallway of gift shops, Marlena.
So, yeah. You got my heart going, girl.
So Marlena will never make it to her room.
That's right.
She and I will stop at the shoe store.
Yes.
And it's located through a section of gift shops, and then you make a series of turns, and then you end up in the convention center area. The Monte Carlo, which has suites and sleeping rooms, is you'd come out of the elevators and you make some lefts and you end up and you walk down some shops too.
There you go. No matter where you sleep, you can still shop.
And you end up in the convention area. And we'll have some more specific, obviously, directions for people once you get there.
Now, what about one of our great concerns? And by the way, we're going to ask Gary, the board guy, when he hears this, which will be in a couple of seconds, to open the lines. The number is 866-666-7926. If Gary, the board guy, would open up the lines, we'd appreciate that. What about one of our great concerns always is restaurants? You know, I don't know. I guess we blind people tend to tax those restaurants, man.
We don't miss a meal.
We might miss a flight of steps, but we don't miss the meal. That's right. So,
well, let me first talk about what ACB is going to provide. From 7:30 to 3:30 each day, starting Sunday through Friday, ACB is going to provide its own cafe. We've done this before. We've called it Quick Meals. It has evolved into the ACB Cafe. And it'll be located strategically amongst the meeting rooms, so that when you come out of general session, you're going to make a left, and you're going to go a few paces, and you'll be at the ACB Cafe. You'll know, two ways you'll know you're at the ACB Cafe. One will be you'll hear some gentle piped-in music, and two, you're going to smell hot buttered popcorn.
Oh, I'm there now.
Okay.
Can I take my hot tub with me? It sounds
perfect.
Yeah,
you can, actually. We'll just build one there for you.
There you go. Then we'll call it the Marlena moment.
There you go. And so what will happen is then you'll walk in and be able to get your breakfast items for a couple hours in the morning, your lunch items for a couple hours in the afternoon. And in between, just come and get your popcorn. They're going to have ice cream bars. They're going to have pop, pretzels, bagels.
Oh, dear me.
Just peanuts, just nachos. In fact, you know, come to think of it, I don't think anybody will be in general session.
Yeah, you know, we'll either be at the tables or we'll be at the tables, depending on...
You know, thinking about this just now, I may have to have them pipe general session into room H.
There you go.
Now, that doesn't stop you, of course, from eating anywhere else. This is just a convenience that we like to provide for our folks. Because I don't know about you, but when I get to going in the morning, when I get to general session, and then once it's over, I've got an hour. And that's all I've got between general session and my first afternoon meeting. And I don't have a lot of time, be it however large the hotel is, to get out, get a meal. It takes you an hour to order sometimes. Now, one of the things that there is a place called Cady's, K-A-D-Y apostrophe S. It's open from 6 a.m. to midnight, and it serves breakfast, lunch, dinner all throughout the day. You can go there at 10 o'clock at night and get ham and eggs if you like.
You're making me hungry.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
And we're going to have some pathways and tactile pathways to get to Cady's. The other place, the buffet, is located in between the Monte Carlo and the Monaco. And the buffet, what can I tell you? You know, it's whatever country you want to eat at that night, it's up there.
Wow.
And so there is the buffet as well. There's an Italian restaurant. There's a cash and carry. By the way, our ACB Cafe is cash and carry. Also, you can't charge it to your room.
To your room, sure.
Just got to, you know, bring the dough.
Yeah.
And then there's a place just off the Monte Carlo elevators called Jack's. It's very new, and it's principally sandwiches and soft drinks and coffee. Same thing the cafe is going to have. So you might as well just head on down there.
That's right.
And then there is a food court. And I will have to tell you, yes, it is difficult to get to. There is an easy way, and that is you go out the front door, make a left, and go. You go into it from the outside of the hotel. That's easier than trying to navigate through the hotel.
Sure, sure.
But the food court does have a Burger King, an ice cream place. Again, the same foods the ACB Cafe will have.
Let me just let folks know that the line is open, 866-666-7926. If you have questions for Cynthia, she'll be with us till about the top of the hour. And if you're listening to this at any time other than, people get sick of hearing this, but we've got to go through it. Nine Eastern, 6 Pacific, or Monday morning, 1 Universal. It's a repeat, so don't call. 866-666-7926. I want to ask you a question. Go back to that buffet for a second. Now, is this a true buffet where you're going to carry trays?
Yes,
and if so, is that, are they going to help us with that?
We can't have, you got to be careful when you have volunteers serving restaurant food.
Right.
And helping out in a restaurant
right.
because, in effect, they become employees.
Yeah.
So you got to be somewhat careful with that. But we're working with the hotel to get people stationed up there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To help people through the line. The buffet is principally in a T, with the top of the T going from left to right being the different countries. Like there's Mexican, there's Italian, there's Asian, there's American.
Imagine that.
Imagine.
What a thing.
What a thought.
What a thought.
There's a barbecue station. And so your main, those main foods are at the top part of the, you know, the cross part of the tea.
Sure.
The top part. And then the stem of the tea is your salads and desserts.
Ah. So and the important stuff's up top.
Important stuff up top, yes.
We've got a call. Let's bring the caller in with us. Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Frank Casey in Albany.
Hello, Frank Casey in Albany.
You know, you people make my life difficult because this is supposed to be a question and answer period, and you've answered all the questions.
Oh, no. Questions. Well, we'll ask you some questions.
I hope
we're not shy.
We hope to be coming if we can get the do-re-mi, but that's we're hoping to. But one thing I will say is that I've never been to Las Vegas. We want to go. But if it's like any of the other conventions the ACB's thrown, it should be great because I know there's been last year with the quick meals, that was fantastic because it was the kind of food that the average person likes to eat in your burgers and stuff like that. And it was really fantastic, and I'm glad that they're keeping that this year because I think it's reasonably priced. And, you know, if you're coming back and forth to the general sessions, it gives you a chance to get your meals and get back to the general session in time.
Well, yeah, I agree. I agree, and I really hope you guys can come. But, Frank.
Yes.
I have a little sound for you here.
Oh.
A little sound of Las Vegas, again, taken from the 500 by Midnight. I'm always afraid I'm going to get this name wrong from the 500 by Midnight site. So this'll get you going. Ready?
Okay.
Have a listen.
An extra cash award with your phone book coupon when getting the designated combination on Wheel of Fortune. Casino Royale offers Blackjack Switch, a live table game where you can move cards between your two hands to transform bad hands into good hands. If you are a blackjack player looking for low minimums and liberal rules on blackjack, then look no further. The Casino Royale is the place to play. Lunchtime? Dinner time? Just need something to eat time? Come on in to the Casino Royale.
So there you go. It's not the Riviera, but it's that was actually recorded outside on the Strip.
Woo! Whoa.
Yeah.
Great. And, well, I do hope we get out there, but I know that we'll be able to hear it on ACB radio. But I don't know what Cynthia does when she's out there to get her breath because there's so much for everybody. And it's just amazing on how just a few people can put this together. I know she's got a lot of people working with
her. Yeah, I do. Boy.
It's amazing. Well, I hope that everything goes well and it's too bad we couldn't get you to do a live Marlena show out there, but
well,
I know that
you never know, Frank. You never know.
Well, listen, I hope I do get there, but I know that ACB Radio will be there, and Cynthia, you do a nice job, and you deserve to be highly commended.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And
okay.
To my team, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, give my best to Kathy.
I sure will.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926 is the telephone number to reach Cynthia Towers and ask her your pre-convention questions. You want the scoop? You want the info? This is where you get it. We've got a caller. Hello. You're with Cynthia and Marlena. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Sue Amateur.
Hello.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm leaving the show.
I know. Me too.
Okay.
Sue's doing it now. Goodbye.
I got my tin can and my string ready. So, Cynthia, from what you explained, so this year we will not be having cafe dinners. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
There are just too many offerings for dinners. Now,
right.
Last year, the Birmingham sidewalks rolled up at 6. And again, that's no reflection against Birmingham. It's just the way that they did business. We were downtown, and you know they just had to. This year, there's about 8,000 places you can eat after 6 o'clock.
Right,
and
even if people just went to the food court, they can still keep their prices down. And
if they can go to the food court, they can go to Katie's, and even you know the buffet.
So I have two questions.
Okay, I'm only answering one. No, go.
All right, well, then I'll let Marlena answer the other one, and she'll get it wrong.
I'll make it up. I'll make it up.
The hotel, is it located anywhere near, like, a convenience store or where people can, you know, get sodas? And
there's a store in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
And there's a liquor and, you know, all that stuff in the hotel.
See, just, Cynthia knows what we're getting
to. I know
to
what.
Here. Cynthia is the girl.
It's just opposite the front desk, Sue.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew Cynthia would know what I wanted.
There is, when you go out the front door, you'll be on Las Vegas Boulevard. And to the left, there is a Walgreens and a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And we are, there's the nearest full-size grocery store, the Safeways as we know them, is a little ways away, about 3 miles. But we know that our folks will get together, get in a cab, and go do what they want to do and need to do in that regard.
Well, three.
What other hotel are we right nearby? I still
We are directly across the street from Circus Circus. Standing with your back to the Riviera, to the right is the Stratosphere, and to the left is, I believe, Sahara. And across the street, also a Stardust.
Okay, so about how far from downtown are we then?
Quite a ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we farther from town than, like, Treasure Island is and so on?
Yes.
Okay.
But not far. You know, we're not too far from Treasure Island, because Treasure Island is about mid Trip.
And I'm not
quite sure actually exactly where downtown is.
And you know what? That might be something our guest in the second hour can share with, because he does all those cool podcasts from Las Vegas. So
when you leave downtown to the Strip, are you going north or south, I wonder?
I can't. Now that I can't answer.
It depends which way you go.
Well, you don't. I know, but the Strip is. Anyway. And the other question, and you may not know this yet, Cynthia, do we know yet what we're doing for the banquet, for the speaker?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
All right.
You may be doing it. I don't know.
Oh, God, let's hope not.
I'll do it.
Well,
I'm
going to Vegas the first week of May for my retirement present from my folks. So.
Well, check it out.
So when I go to the Rib, should I just ask him for a suite in your name?
You do that and see how far you get.
You'll end up in the kitchen. I'm not sure that I would try that.
Yeah. I'll see if I can put my gambling on your tab.
There you go. They'll just charge you double.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, ladies. All right,
well,
you take care, Miss Sue.
Bye.
Bye. 866-666-7926. Speaking of gambling, there's been questions asked, and I certainly don't know the answer, about accessibility to some of the games by totally blind people.
One lady was very interesting, sent me an email and wanted to know if she could come bring her Braille card.
Oh, no, I know you can't do that. No.
She thought it came under the ADA.
Oh, hey, now there's a good way to win at poker.
I think so.
Gary, let's go to the table with the Braille card. You can read Braille inside out.
There you go.
No,
the
people,
card counters would love that. See?
People have got to really understand about that if you lay a card that's been brailled face down, any sighted person
can just read
the dots.
Mm-hmm.
So
they are in effect marked cards.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Whether we like it or not, they are.
But to answer your question, we're going to try to the best of our ability. Now remember, and I say this with great love and affection, that our main responsibility is to the convention.
Right.
To the meetings and all that goes with that. But being that there is this peripheral, we do need to deal with it.
Right.
And one of the ways is we have, first of all, the Riviera has hosted the Blind Veterans many times.
Sure.
So they are used to having blind and visually impaired guests. In mass, you know, not just the occasional one here and one there.
Right.
We should have had Sue on the phone, because I've been to Vegas with Sue, and we sat at that blackjack table many a time.
Oh, honey, I've sat at that blackjack table many a time.
And the dealers do not normally talk, but you can ask them, and they will tell you what you've got and what they're holding.
And at some tables that I've been at in Vegas, they've also been willing to call the table, so that it, not all of them, But some dealers are willing to tell you what they're dealing as they deal it. I think it's a dealer by dealer thing, but they don't have to do that.
No, they don't. No, they don't. If anybody out there has the Travel Channel, watch it, and every other minute they do something on Las Vegas. And it was interesting. I was watching just today, and it was called Las Vegas What If. And it was all these questions of, what if you saw the dealer's hand accidentally? Would you say something? And it was kind of a moral Las Vegas.
Really?
It's an oxymoron, actually.
Right, I was going to say.
But seriously, going back to your question, there may be, and I say may with a capital M underlined, there may be some games that will be hard to access unless you have sighted help with you.
Right.
Now, I've gone, and you can ask tour coordinator Burl Colley. He plays those slots, baby.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now, the one thing that's real difficult for people to play if you have a limited amount of vision is video poker, because in some of those electronic games, because they're touch screen, and they're all visual.
Yeah.
So you then find table versions of that or not talking versions of that. And then they talked about the paperless machines. Well, my contracts negotiator and special interest affiliate person, she's working with the special interest groups this year, Carla Rushville and I were there a few days ago, and we accidentally stumbled on a paper machine. You know, one of those, you know, coinless, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going, and she put in her money, and then she went to go cash out, and then we just heard this, and we're going, where's the money? Where's money? they still make noise. They still go ching, ching, ching. And as a matter of fact, we were on this Wheel of Fortune machine, and it makes this wonderful ring when you put the money
in. We hire you for sound effects.
Thank you.
You know what? We've got a call. You've been very patient, caller, listening to all these Cynthia Towers sound effects. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Marlena.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, Ron from Kent, Washington.
And what's your question for Cynthia?
Yeah, some questions. First of all, will the NIB breakfast and the American Foundation breakfast be there this year?
Yes.
They'll be there this year. And what about the baseball lunch?
Yes.
Good.
There you go, Ron. We aim to please.
Yeah. And see the oh, I want to ask about what day will Las Vegas 51's baseball game be on?
I believe that's Friday, but don't quote me.
That's not the Friday. What, like the
first Friday?
What?
The first.
Well,
July 1.
I won't be coming to the second.
Well, it looks like you'll miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, great.
And another thing about the shuttles, the airport shuttles, about how much would they cost to, get into the airport and then I want to take the shuttle. How much will that take?
The shuttles are $5 one way, $9.75 round trip. Cabs are $15 each way.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Ron, thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926, and we're with Cynthia Towers. If you're listening to this program anytime other than Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, Monday morning, 1 UTC, it's a repeat, so just have a blast. All right, so we've covered, boy, we're getting all kinds of stuff covered here. We've got good questions.
We are.
Well, that was a good question about the shuttle and the cabs, and then we've got a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, you're with Marlena and Cynthia. Who's this?
This is from your Seattle contingency.
You know,
oh my,
Seattle,
you know
just,
what?
You know, you guys.
Well,
we're falling over here.
This looks rigged.
No, I don't think so. This is Marcina calling to find out about her accommodations at the Riviera.
Yes, for the guide dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're not having dogs this year. So.
Wait a minute.
There's not a restaurant that serves them. No,
Las Vegas has a ban on dogs this year. So
yeah, okay, well, Marcina says it'll be plenty hot.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
That's true.
She's going to be a hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh boo.
That was two-thirds of a pun. P-U.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I do. I want to use that.
I'm losing it, girls. I'm losing it. Okay, dogs.
There's going to be guide dog relief areas, of course.
Oh, well, yeah.
And we're going to have multiple ones because there's of the different, you know, one outside the Monaco Tower, one outside the convention center area.
Mm.
Please keep this in mind, that, again, as in as other years, we're in a concrete jungle. We're in the middle of the down, you know, we're in the middle of Las Vegas, at one end of the Las Vegas Strip. So we will be building some areas. We do have a company that's coming, not the company that's come the last 2 years.
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad.
That's too bad for the doodle.
Doodle Scoopers was a good company.
Well, this is Scoop Masters.
Oh, well.
Wow. Unlike Hair Masters, we'll see what they can provide. They're out of Los Angeles, and so they just come across the street, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
And they're going to be our guide dog cleanup service this year.
Mm.
And so we're going to see how they are, and so we'll have different areas. Now, let me say, not only for dogs, and I don't mean to skirt the dog issue, but I'll get back to that in a second, but for people, too. What people understand is that the Las Vegas heat is unlike any other heat that you've ever experienced. You're in a desert.
Yeah.
Please remember, you're in the middle of the desert. And so the heat, there's no humidity. I mean, it's just dry.
It's like stepping into my wall oven and living there.
Pretty much. The
yes.
hottest sauna, you know, well, saunas are kind of moist, but it's so... Stay inside as the most that you can.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know,
I don't live in Florida. I know Florida's humid, but I don't live there anymore for a reason also.
Exactly. So, and everybody, of course, knows that what their dogs can tolerate.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you need to take them out early enough, do and or quickly or whichever. But that's the other reason we're going to have multiple dog relief areas is so that you won't have to, A, walk very far, and B, once we're putting them as close to, again, the doors as we can so that when you're out there, you can get out there and get back quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know if there will be a choice in surfaces from wood chip to the concrete? I mean, my
yes,
dog.
Yes, there will.
Good.
Yeah.
My dog, you talk about a concrete jungle, that's heaven for her.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
hates going on anything. But I mean, this is a really silly subject, I guess. But, you know, when you talk about our convention, we got to talk about how the dogs go. And
yeah.
And she really does not choose to use anything but concrete.
Yeah.
So.
Now, GDUI will be, well, kind of have, like in Pittsburgh, how they kind of had a permanent station.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have a semi-permanent station this year as well. And so... If where they'll do the doggy massage again, and where they'll, it's my understanding that they'll, you know, have the dog food there, and they'll have their programming in a specific location. So that will be real nice too for dog users. So yes, we do have accommodations. One of the things that I will say is that if you need something, please let the GDUI affiliate know. Let myself know, Margie Donovan, who is the guide dog representative to the convention committee. And I say things like, in your sleeping room, please do not have your dog eat, drink out of the ice bucket.
Oh, yeah.
We every year.
No, I know people do it every year.
The hotel comes to me, and what I tell them is, how much does that ice bucket cost you? And they say, well, $25. I said, guess what? The guest now just has $25 extra on their bill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, but if you need things like that, you know, let your needs be known so that the guest coming in behind you on July 12th will be able to have, you know, be able to use that room right away.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Ms. Ann.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
See you soon.
Seattle just keeps on calling.
They just keep on calling.
866-666-7926. We've got about another 20 minutes or so with Cynthia Towers. Let's take another call.
Okay.
I was going to ask you a question.
Probably somebody from Seattle.
Are you from Seattle, caller? Hello? Oh. Are you from Seattle?
No.
Oh, we'll let you talk then.
Well, good.
Who are we speaking with?
Bert Marlock from Minnesota.
Hello from Minnesota. What is your name again?
Bert
Marlock. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Can you give me a short synopsis of the tours, please?
A short synopsis?
Well, yeah, you know.
Well, there's going to be city tours, a baseball tour, Liberace Museum, Sherry's Ranch, and... Hoover Dam, Blind Services Tour. Oh, gosh.
And, you know, last week on our program, Bert, we had the tour coordinator on, and Cynthia's trying to recap what he took an hour to talk about.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, and I guess I missed that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll have to reread everything here. Read this.
Yeah, I, yeah.
But that's okay.
The pre-reg will be out fairly, you know, within the next few weeks, and...
Right.
Everything will be on there.
But
so,
if you give short answers, you get more people called in.
Are you going to go to the convention, Bert?
I'm on the border here.
Oh, now Bert, here, let me play a little sound here. Maybe it'll help.
I heard the sound. You just
oh, I got me. Another one.
Oh.
I got another one, man. Here.
I haven't heard any good. You know, the ladies in the street yet. I'm waiting to hear them.
Have a listen.
Whether you have a personal check, two parties, government. Cashier's check or payroll check. The money market will cash it for you. The money market and the casino cashier will take the time to help you with your individual needs, letting you back to the action.
Hear that excitement?
Yeah, yeah. I also noticed you're on a delay.
Yeah, well, that's we can't
yeah,
do that's the good old internet, you know. It
right.
does what it wants to do when
oh,
it.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you maybe didn't trust the.
Oh no! You could say one of those words and it would come out 20 seconds later on the internet.
Well, I'm sure I have other callers backed up, so thank you for your answer.
All right, well now, Bert, listen. If you come to the convention, I want you to look me up. I'd like to shake your hand. You're a new caller, and I don't think you and I have ever spoken before.
No, you. I've been to the San Francisco convention and the Kentucky one.
Oh.
I really was impressed with Kentucky. Well, I was with San Francisco too.
Yeah,
I would like to go back there again.
So you like the Galt House, eh? In Kentucky,
yeah. I like that Southern hospitality.
Yeah, I like the Derby pie. That's what
there
I like.
We're talking about food again.
I know. All right, Bert. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Yep, goodbye.
866-666-7926. Give us a call, and we're going to be here for about another 15 minutes. So the pre-registration packets, they're coming out about what?
They're hot off the press, and we're just in the process of proofreading them to make sure that, you know, if a tour says it's $11, it says it's $11, and if a, you know, event says it's 110, it doesn't say it's 11. So.
Oh, I think it'd be okay.
Oh, I know you would.
I think that'd be fine.
And so we're just now in the process of getting all of that proofread and sent out. So it should be hot off the presses, and people do need to know that they once again can register online. Now, I have to tell you, when online registration became available, I think Leroy Saunders and I were the only two that ventured forth. Now it's become so popular that a lot of people are registering online because they can read through the form, pick out their own stuff. Wait a minute, I really didn't want that tour, but I want that meeting, and so forth. Oh, and speaking of meetings, for the adults, there's also going to be a youth activity center again this year. And if your child is age 6 to 17, they can sign up for the youth activity center. And she is, Patty Cox, is the coordinator of the Youth Activity Center, and you are going to have fun. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go with Patty because I'm not even going to stay at the convention. I'm going to go with her to Circus Circus. And to the
me too.
To the M&M Museum.
They have an M&M Museum?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh, I have to go. You know, I sign all my emails, M&M, Marlene and Little Guide Dog Madeline, M&M.
That's right. And and so she's going to be going
Museum.
To places like that. So I'm going to be following her. You know, I got to, you know, make sure that the kids are okay.
Yeah, well, I got to go to the M&M Museum and, you know, make sure she does it right. You know?
Exactly.
Because I want to go in the store and buy all those cool M&M figures, you know.
Well, I do have one.
Oh!
And you can order up your own combination of colors of M&Ms and have your name put on them and stuff.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool.
For a price, though, I do have to
For
say.
For a price. Everything in life is a price, right?
Isn't it, though? What a shame.
So let me ask you this question. I love one thing that I think you started it, actually. And if I'm misspeaking, I apologize to Leroy was your predecessor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if I'm wrong, I apologize to Leroy because he's a sweetie. But one thing I love that we do in our main, you know, our general sessions,
uh-huh.
is that we have the thing set up schoolhouse.
Yes.
So that people have tables to put
yes.
their note takers on. Are we going to do that again?
Yes.
Ah, you can keep the job.
Thank you. Now, let me say this about that.
Yeah, you're a politician.
Yes. Sometimes the ballroom's not big enough to do that. So if Leroy didn't do it, like in Houston, ballroom wasn't big enough. I mean, it barely held the chairs. So we'll be able to do it this year, and I think next year, but we may not in 07 in Minneapolis. So it depends on how large. If you got a ballroom that's 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 square feet, you could pretty much land an airplane in there.
Sure.
Smaller ballrooms don't lend itself to that. But this year, again, yes, when you walk into the ballroom, it's in the grand ballroom, you'll walk up a corridor, and the corridor will be, it's you know, everything in Vegas, like Texas, is big. Large corridor. You'll walk up this corridor, and then the ballroom will open up. When you walk into the general session, you'll be facing the podium. So you'll have groups of tables to the left or to the right of you with cross aisles and so forth. And just in effect, it'll pretty much be laid out like it was last year in Birmingham.
Yeah, that was nice and easy to get around.
Yeah, except no pillars no pillars though. And it will be. It's already carpeted, so that will also help with some of the acoustics.
Yeah, the acoustics in Birmingham were kind of tough. And speaking of acoustics, I assume we'll again offer the assistive listening devices to folks who may need them. I used it last year; I couldn't hear a thing.
We will be offering those, and I'm hoping I'm not speaking out of turn, but for those who do need them this year, we are going to require a couple of more things from people. One is a deposit.
Yeah.
And the second is, of course, your name and
yeah.
all that good stuff.
Yeah, I was quite surprised last year. I was like, well, here you go.
Here you go.
I know.
One.
Okay.
One of the things that happened was, Marlena, as convention coordinator, I don't have it's funny. I don't get the chance to go to general session because I'm running around, you know,
sure.
making sure that everything is set up for the afternoon and meeting with the hotel. You have to meet with during convention, you have to meet with the hotel on a daily basis, even sometimes on a morning and afternoon basis, just to make sure, okay, now you got all these rooms set, you got all these meals set. We have 50 people for lunch, not 40, those kinds of things. So I would run around with an assistive listening device so I could know what was going on.
Sure.
Like when Chris wanted me to make announcements, when President Gray wanted me to make announcements, like, gee, what am I supposed to be there? I don't know. So I would use one as well. You will be required to have a deposit. And it's my understanding that the meeting, also the general session and the meeting rooms themselves, I don't quite know the terminology, but are looped.
Right.
so that you can use your assistive listening devices in any of your afternoon sessions as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, I had a question to ask you, and it went right out of my empty, vacuous head. I don't think this has ever happened to me on the air. I'm having
Well, let me just talk a little bit more about general
session.
Please,
maybe I'll think of the question then.
We will be having, of course, the invocations each morning. We're thinking about something special a couple little special recognitions to do for Jim Olson, because of his passing. And, we may have some other special recognitions to do as well. And then we'll be having the flag salute every day, which has been a request by many people. And so that'll be a fixture. Now, speaking of general session, you better make sure that you're in general session, because the Nevada Council of the Blind, headed by President Carol Ewing, has decided that one of their door prizes is going to be some silver dollars.
Oh, boy, I'm there. I'm there.
Well,
just
you better be
in
there right after break, because that's when they're giving them puppies away.
Wow.
Well, excuse the pun, guide dog users.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hang on here.
We won't be giving any dogs away. But that's when they'll be giving those coins away.
Wow.
Yes, so they got sets of silver dollars.
I remember my question.
Yeah.
About how many exhibitors do we expect this year? Do you have any idea?
Well, if it's any indication by the number that have contacted me alone, that I've sent them off to Mike Smitherman to say, please send these people a packet. Oh, if we have, at this point, I would say around 100.
That's great.
Yeah, it may be slightly less or slightly more, but as I say, if any indication is from the people that have called me so far, we're going to have quite a number. A lot, again, of technology. What people will find this year is that they'll have a lot of different choices in terms of accessible computer technology. Yes, the Freedom Scientifics will be there, but some of the smaller companies, too, will be there as well, showing their the wares that they have. So it should be a really good variety, lots of choice for people this year, which will be great.
And about how many attendees are we anticipating? I know my room's been booked since last July.
We know.
I am on the stick, girl. You know, as a matter of fact, I made my reservation at the Birmingham airport on my cell phone on the way out of town.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And it is anticipated that we will have 1,500 to 2,000 attendees.
Oh, be still my heart.
Yes.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yes, yeah, so that'll be great. We have, you know, some people that will be, of course, walk-ins, people that live in the Nevada area that will be hearing about the convention. And speaking of hearing about the convention, you people coming to the convention for the first time, make sure you come to the ACB first time to an ACB convention seminar. So that'll be, one will be held on Saturday and one will be held on Sunday. Only need to come to one because Sunday's a repeat. But that'll give you the ins and outs of the convention and what to expect, and that will really help you to get set for the week. And you new people, make sure you wear your name badge every day.
That's right, because we want to know you.
Well, you know what also? It's very helpful when you go through the cafe and the servers can say, Marlena, you're up next. How can I help you? And
all right.
It's very helpful to have your, rather than you with the cane.
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
Yeah. We have at least 1,500 canes here.
Yes,
which cane
exactly.
Do you mean? We have a call. Let's bring them in. Hello, caller. You're with Cynthia and Marlena. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
All right. I have two questions. One of them would be, I noticed last year when they did the morning invocation that there really weren't a lot of other religions there were a lot of pastors, a lot of ministers. Never saw a rabbi, never saw anybody from a mosque or something like that. I wonder if there was any attempt to try and increase the number of religions represented for that morning blessing.
there's always an attempt, and you do know that we do have the church services that are on Sundays, Saturday and Sunday, and also to remember it's 4th of July weekend, so it's sometimes difficult to get exactly who you want, but yes, an attempt is being made to get a range of people so that it could meet somebody's needs.
Okay, yeah, I think you understand what I'm asking.
Yes.
It's that, you know, that morning prayer that you give in front of the before the general session.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to see. The other question I have is, there's always been, maybe just because I'm young and naive, this wish to connect locally with my members of the organization that can't make it to convention so that when votes come up, we could still, you know, get input from people. Will there be wireless networking available in the general session so that, you know, a meeting room could be set up for an affiliate to try and get in touch with the members that are not there?
We don't have any, the American Council of the Blind at this time does not have any provisions for proxy voting.
Let me re-ask the question.
Okay.
Does the hotel have wireless networking in the conference area, in the general session area, so that a person could do something like that?
Yeah.
So that you could quick send an email back home and say, hey, Cynthia, you know, what would your vote be in
right.
our delegation?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes, but then that person's not there, so you can't then calculate that vote as if they were.
No, I understand that. It's
okay.
More getting a feel from members not there so that when a delegation places their votes, they can place their votes as representatively from everybody as possible.
You can hook in from any room, any sleeping room, any meeting room.
Okay, that's really what I wanted to know.
Yep.
Thanks.
Great. And who am I speaking with?
This is Michael.
Michael.
Malver.
Great.
I did the XM resolution last year that you
great.
Helped with.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great. I remember you.
Thank you.
So are you going to go to Las Vegas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, well, maybe we'll do another good resolution, huh?
Well, I hope so. You know, and feel free to update your live journal once in a while.
Oh, what a smack. Okay.
Yeah,
actually, Michael, stay tuned to the second hour because we're going to be talking about podcasting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I had made the comment, and I'll make it really quick, that I'm hoping they'll talk about how to listen to them on a PC.
Oh, well, just download it, man.
Okay.
That's all I do. Yeah, well,
I've never had a podcast in my life.
Well, you know what? I sound like the voice of experience. I've been doing it for 3 days. Let me tell you, so it's great.
There you go. I look forward to listening to the second hour and hearing how one goes about that.
All right, very cool. All right, thanks. Michael, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We're going to let Cynthia go here in just a minute. We've been squeezing her really tight. She's turning black and blue. Anything that I didn't ask you that you want to make sure folks know?
Rest up. One of the concerns that I have is from people that have been calling wondering about volunteers and the level of help that people will be entitled to. And Marjorie Beeman, she's ACB's volunteer coordinator, is working tirelessly, and I keep using that word for her, but I can't think of another word, and to get volunteers at the airport and, of course, to have them stationed in the meeting room areas. If people need more assistance beyond please get me to room H, for example, or please get me to exhibits, it will have a few people available to help people through exhibits, then you need to look at seeking a roommate or bringing a relative with you or something of that nature. It is in our convention guidelines that volunteers, anybody operating under the ACB umbrella during that convention, they cannot come to your sleeping room, they cannot help you unpack, they cannot help you pack, they cannot help you identify your medicine, any of those things that could incur some liability. So please keep that in mind as you're making your travel plans and as you assess your own individual travel needs. if it's anything beyond, gee, can you get me to a meeting room or show me the way to the buffet, then you may need to rethink how you're going to come to Vegas.
Well,
I hate to end on such a sad note.
Well, no, I think, this is reality radio, man, you know. I mean, I think that, yeah, it's we've got a large space, lots of people, and feel free to come and make sure that you understand what it is you're going to need and what it is ACB is going to be able to supply for you, and then we'll try to, you know, figure out, you need to figure out how to deal with what you may need to deal with. And I think that's real.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's real. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia. I've kept you a minute beyond the time I
Well, then our
beat
next interview will be
saying,
a minute shorter.
A minute shorter. That's right. I'll make sure and time it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be looking for the pre-reg packet
yes.
soon. And folks, feel free to register online. And Cynthia, it sounds like you've done a great job as usual.
Well, thanks to my team. And they make me look good. So I get to sit back and work with them. And everybody is just pulling together, doing their part to make this whole thing come together. It has, as you know, working at the state level on conventions, I hear a sigh.
Yes. More like a giggle, yes.
Yes. There are so many facets to it. And we all work together just to, it's kind of like getting in a boat and we're all just, you gotta all row at the same time to get that boat going in the same direction. And that's what we're doing. And when people come, if you have a concern, you know, a need, just let us know. And I will give one last little note of, I don't know what it is, but as we all know, our chief financial officer, Jim Olson, is no longer with us. So as you come to registration this year, be patient. They're going to do a great job. We're going to have highly qualified people there. But they may not do it just like Jim did it.
Yeah.
And so just keep that in mind, and it'll be a great convention. We're going to have a great convention. And Jim's looking down on us going, you know what? I don't have to do one more registration packet.
That's right. That's right.
So.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Cynthia.
Ooh, you got a call.
Well, we do. You want to take one more?
Sure.
All right, caller, you are lucky because this is Cynthia's last call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Margaret Johnson from
Hello.
Arkansas.
Hello, Margaret. Can you turn your computer down, please?
That's one I was grabbing for.
Good girl.
I've been going back and forth between the rooms and trying to keep the phone off the hook. I wanted to see if there was a number that we're supposed to use for the shuttle.
No, you just tell anybody that's going to help you that you need to go to the shuttle. They run continuously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like when we start back, you know, we'll buy a round trip ticket.
The hotel will then arrange it for you.
The hotel will do it.
Mm-hmm.
We won't have to keep up with the number to call it.
No.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to it. My husband's coming, and he's going to be one of the volunteers for the afternoon tours and things.
Oh, good.
Do you have one more thing? Do you know when the Lions Club will be visiting a club out in town? Do you know about that?
There are some 200 different events that Carl and I have been working on, and I don't have that one right at my fingertips.
What day is it to the Hoover Dam?
Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Now that much I know.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'm afraid they're going to conflict, but I'm going to have a good time out there, and I always do. So.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, Margaret, and I hope you look me up and shake my hand.
I know. I'm going to introduce you to my husband, and we'll meet Gary the board guy, too.
Yeah, Gary the board guy, he'll be there, by golly.
Great.
Okay,
good to talk to y'all.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
You are welcome.
You have a wonderful evening.
I shall.
All right.
Can I go now?
You can go now.
All
Cynthia
right.
is dismissed.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And we're going to have a little music.
On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep. So we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Be time enough to count when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold them,
when to hold them,
know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Oh, good advice. You gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Especially when you're going to Las Vegas. And it's Las Vegas we're going to talk about here for a little bit, along with a new phenomenon that has absolutely captured me. I am just, I'm a fool for this. I don't sleep. I stay up all night. I download the most amazing things. Can you imagine listening to a so-called podcast, riding up and down in an elevator for 35 minutes. I'm a very sick person who needs a life. But before I get a life, one of the things that we've been talking about a bunch this week on the ACB Radio Friends List is this whole idea of podcasting. So while I was putting this show together, I did some research, and of course I've become this podcasting fool, and went on the internet, and lo and behold, I found this fabulous podcast. Let's see if I can get it right now. 500 by Midnight. And I was captivated by it. So through that, I learned there's something called a sound seeing tour. You know, these sighted folks are finally figuring out what we've known for years, guys, that you can do so much with audio. So I, being the shy person that I am, I left a telephone message for Tim, who does the 500 by Midnight sound seeing tours, and he agreed to come on the program. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Marlena?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, you know what? I'm actually dancing around. How do I say your last name?
Dressen.
Dressen. My screen reader calls it Dressen, and I thought it's probably Dreesen. So before we talk about Las Vegas, because we definitely want to do that a little bit, but what is podcasting?
Well, you know, podcasting is really just creating some sort of audio show, audio program, similar to what you're doing, really, and archiving it to a website as an MP3 file, just a regular old MP3 file like you would download a song off of a website or anything like that. What makes it a podcast is that there is software that you can download for free. It's called podcatching software. And you can subscribe to specific podcast feeds. So, for example, with my show, anybody who finds my show interesting and downloads a podcatching software can subscribe to my audio feed. And every time I publish a new show to the Internet, anybody who subscribes will have that show automatically download directly to their computer and dump it into their audio player, whatever it is they listen to their MP3s on, whether it's iTunes or I tend to use iTunes because I'm a Mac guy, but I know some Windows people use iTunes and some use other audio software, but it automates the whole process. So you can go out and just click on the file and listen to it or download it yourself, or what really makes podcasting cool is that you can set it up so it downloads it all automatically.
The software that I use, one of the things that blind folks always have to look at is the accessibility of stuff. And so I know folks will wonder, the software that I'm using is iPodder, iPoder version 2.0. And that's very accessible with your screen reader. You do need to know how to use your screen reader because you may need to right click things a little bit here and there, but you know, 10 minutes with it, and if you know your screen reader, you'll get it. And it's just an MP3 file, so if you want to download it, play it on your PC, play it on your Braille Note, play it on your Pacmate, play it on your book port, play it on the what is that thing, the iPod Shuffle. I looked at one of those today. Whoa. What a cool thing that is.
Oh, I got an iPod Shuffle a couple weeks ago, and I'm in love with it.
Well, you know what I love about it? You don't have, I mean, there's no screen.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's a blind guy's paradise, you know. It's very cool. So if somebody wants to, we're going to ask Gary, the board guy, by the way, to open the lines, because I got lots of email from people saying, oh, I want to know how you do this podcasting. So, Gary, if you would open the line, that would be lovely. The number is 866-666-7926 if you're listening to this at any time other than 10 Eastern on a Sunday night, 7 Pacific, or 2 Universal. It's a repeat, so just enjoy and don't call. But if somebody wants to start iPodding, podcasting, which I am doing, I've got it all set up, and actually my shows are going to be podcast. Isn't that cool? But if somebody wants to start, what would you advise them to do? How did you get going?
Well, where I really learned about kind of the ins and outs of the technical aspects of podcasting and how to actually do it, there are several great websites set up that explain kind of all the detailed steps in how to really get going. And the one that I would recommend as being, I think, the best is a site called Podcast Alley. And that site acts in a couple manners. Not only can you find out about how to podcast and what different types of software are available, it also includes a directory of podcasts, so you can search that site and find podcasts on just about any topic. There are something like 4,000 podcasts already being recorded and published, and that's in 4 or 5 months since this phenomenon really took off.
That's...
So it's really it's really incredible how quickly it's taken foot.
That's amazing. We've got a caller. Tim, let's bring him in. Hi, you're with Marlena and Tim. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. This is Kane Prince. My name is Lynn Schneider.
Hi, Kane Prince. Of course I know you from Live Journal. I just
That's
never
right.
knew who you were.
Yes. And I guess that was, I know that you're going to discuss the specifics in a little while of, you know, how to get set up. I know that right now Live Journal doesn't accept enclosures, but I'm wondering if the FeedBurner account would take care of that. Could I still use my Live Journal account, have my MP3s hosted somewhere else, and then use the FeedBurner account to do the enclosures? Is that how that works?
I actually use FeedBurner for my enclosure on 500 by Midnight. Just
okay.
As I set up my website, I was having trouble getting my RSS feed to work how I wanted it to, and I found this site FeedBurner, which kind of takes care of all of the behind the scenes stuff and making sure that your site works with the iPod or client. I found that and started using it. It works great. So from my experience with it, it kind of takes care of all that technical stuff that you might not really want to be bothered with.
Right, so I just put a link to my MP3 in my regular Live Journal.
That's I'm not really familiar with Live Journal, but
okay.
I know on my I'm using WordPress,
okay.
which is another blog type of software, and I just have a link to my MP3 file, and whenever I publish it, FeedBurner automatically updates and does all the work.
Oh, fantastic! And also, I just want to give people I'm into the I've caught the iPod fever now for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, it's addictive.
Yes, it's very addictive. it's funny when you're going through the iPod directory. There's some great stuff out there, and there's some horrible stuff out there. And I just want to give people some quick tips. If you're going to say do a podcast from your car, okay? Because I've heard a lot of people do this. They do a podcast from their car. Now, obviously, blind people don't drive, but let's say you're on the bus or something. What you have to remember is if you're going to talk, you have to make sure that people can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that a lot of the commuter podcasts, people will be talking as they're driving home, but you can't hear what they're saying because of the noise of the car. So, you know, stuff like that you do have to keep in mind, like if you're going to talk. Another question I had was about microphones. This is a little bit off the track, I realize, but is there such thing as a wireless microphone? Because I don't
Yes.
Oh, there are. Okay.
Yes. And I don't know, Tim, you may know more than I do, but I've been researching this because that's the way I want to go with, I use the Plex Talk, which most of our listeners would know what that is, but just for Tim's, information, it's a digital recording device that's completely accessible. A lot of these mini discs and hoop-de-da stuff have menus and screens that we can't read. So, this Plex Talk is completely accessible and it speaks everything you ever need to know about your recording. And there is, and I'm trying to track this down, Adam Curry on Source Code, Daily Source Code, which is another podcast.
Yeah, I follow that.
Adam knows about it, and I'm going to write to him and find out. But there is something that you can plug into your recording device. One piece goes into your recording device, and then the microphone it transmits to it. And, it's just very cool. Thing.
Yeah, that would be cool. Now, I'm familiar with, you know, wireless technology because I have a wireless keyboard and I also use I use wireless headphones. So I was just wondering, like, I would like to do a podcast from my bathtub, like crazy places like that, you know?
Well, I intend to be podcasting soon, and I did a podcast recording today from a flight simulator.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that is really cool because for blind folks, sound is our canvas,
yeah.
our paint and our,
yeah.
and our paintbrush and our canvas.
And the cool thing is that I'm not sure that these podcast guys, you know, who do these sound seeing tours like Tim, I mean, I don't know that they ever thought about it, but man, they give great descriptions.
Yeah,
you know,
they really do.
It's funny that you should mention that, because when I recorded my sound seeing tour in January, where I walked part of the Las Vegas Strip, and I talked a little bit about what was going on around me and just recorded some of the sound effects. And I know you've been playing clips on your show. I've been listening. When I did that, I did it entirely for me. Because one of the things that I love when I'm in Las Vegas is it's all the sounds I hear. And I always want to bring that home with me. And so for that trip, I thought, well, why can't I? And I started recording. And I ended up using that as one of my shows, and one of the first emails I got was from a blind woman in Calgary, Canada, who said, you may not realize this, but you just gave me the equivalent to a picture. And she said, I've never had that before. I love Las Vegas, and I've never had that, you know, that thing to trigger all the memories of my trip. And I was just like, wow, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, it's
and now I think about it all the time. I just it's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Great. Well, Marlena, you, this has been an excellent show.
Well, thank you.
Way past my bedtime. I work full time for a living, so I'm going to be suffering tomorrow. But, you know, this is a great show, and I'll clear the line here and let somebody else talk.
All right, and I'll look for you on LiveJournal.
Yes, and you never know. I might end up doing podcasting myself once I get, you know, a good understanding of what it is that I'm actually doing. So
well, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay, Lynn, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We may get another call here in just a second, but before we've got the call. Hi there, you're with Tim and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff has an announcement about me.
I do, huh?
Yeah.
I do, I do.
You do. But I
wanted to first mention a couple things for Lynn. You know, Kane Prince.
Yeah.
Toonhead and I did some testing with LiveJournal today, and the phone posts that you can create on LiveJournal are actually enclosures. So if you do a phone post on LiveJournal, and then you give people your RSS feed direct to LiveJournal, then you can podcast those. So, like, for example, I did that with Chris's LiveJournal, and now I have, you know, a subscription in iPodder, you know, to his LiveJournal phone post.
Wow. But
it works great.
But the phone posts on LiveJournal are pretty, you don't have a long time, right?
No, you don't.
I mean, Lynn better take a quick bath if she's going
to
do that.
Yeah, yeah. No, but if you wanted to do a quick post that way, it would come across as an
enclosure. Cool.
So, you know, works quite well. Here, let me stop you so I can actually use my screen reader and read. let's see here. Okay, so Marlena and I spent quite a bit of time today getting things set up for her, and we're not completely done, but we do have her set up, and it really took, if you were to take the time away from trying to get MP3 files sent around and things like that, it really took about maybe 15 to 20 minutes to set up both Blogger and FeedBurner to set up podcasting for her. So, if you guys want to hear, you want to tell them a little bit about the stuff we posted tonight?
Oh, sure. Okay. And maybe Tim will subscribe to me too.
Oh yeah, I want to hear this one.
We'll be cross subscribed. Okay. The stuff that's up there right now is, of course I didn't know it was this at the time, but it's a sound seeing tour of the ship on which Gary and I sailed to Hawaii, and it's a sound-seeing tour of, the line is crackling here. It's a sound-seeing tour of the day we set sail.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give two URLs. If you want to read the blog, which I'm sure Marlena will actually post text content too as well. Right, Marlena?
Oh, of course. Yes. Absolutely. in a moment,
this
yes.
is part of the stuff we didn't talk about. Anyway.
Right.
It's at blindpod.blogspot.com. And then we took her, took the title of her blog, and we made a feed burner out of it. And do you want to write this down, Marlena, so you can give it the end of the show, too?
Sure. Why don't you ask Tim a question for a second while I get ready to write this down?
Okay. So you're using WordPress then, huh?
Yeah, for my blog I am.
Yeah. Now, you decided to do that versus using Blogger or another content provider?
Yeah, and I can't really even tell you why. I researched it for some reason. I think I just liked the look of some of the sites I'd seen in WordPress, and that's why I decided to go that way.
Yeah, plus Blogger's been down a lot, up and down,
really?
Up and down. Yeah, so if you guys have the option, I'm personally going to be looking into it myself, but I think it's a good option. And what kind of what are you using to record with then as you travel about?
Well, when I'm doing sound seeing tours, not all of my shows are sound seeing tours. A lot of them I just record here at home, and I have some studio equipment. But when I'm doing the sound seeing tours, I'm using about as simple of a device as I can. I'm actually using an iPod with a little voice recorder microphone. So the sound quality on those isn't great because the iPod is very, very limited. Its recording capability is meant for voice memos. So they're very low quality, but I was pleasantly surprised when I started doing this at, given those limitations, how good the audio turned out and how much of the ambient noise really does get picked up.
Yeah, it's amazing what some of these sound seeing tours are like. Have you listened to like the Catholic, I mean, I'm not Catholic, but have you listened to the Catholic Insider podcast?
I have not listened to that one, no.
Fascinating.
It really is.
Now, is that the one that was at the Vatican?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Yes, I have. I have heard clips of that.
It's amazing. You can hear it's all. It's not really stereo, but it is because it. You hear people as he's walking. You hear them go, you know, from left to right, and you can hear the. If you really want a fascinating experience in podcasts, that would be a great introduction to listen to, just to hear what kind of things you would potentially hear on a podcast.
If you listen with headphones to the one that he did the night that they that the Pope died, he's on the roof of the Dutch church, the Friesen church there in Rome, and you hear in the background, yet on headphones, all around you, the bells and they begin to rise ever so discreetly, but still in the background, and you can actually hear there's these bells, and now there's more bells, and there's more bells.
And you hear dogs barking.
It is phenomenal. Yeah. It's just phenomenal. All right, I'm ready to write, Jeff.
All right, it's http://.
Yeah.
feeds.feedburner.com.
Yeah.
/ Marlena by ear. All right. And that's what you would put into your podcasting client.
All right.
You know, to be able to listen to podcasts like iPodder, for example.
Great.
And we'll be having a show on Main Menu coming up, not this week, but we hope in the next week or 2 weeks. All about podcasting and blogging and all kinds of fun stuff. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, so it's http://www.feeds/.
Yeah, it's for the feed directly to the. This is the RSS feed directly for iPodder. It's http://feeds.feedburner. .com.
Okay, it was that first dot I didn't get.
Yeah. / okay. Marlena by ear. And then
okay.
If you want to get to her blog, and it would be blindpod.blogspot.com.
And maybe I'll even get there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll work on that.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Have a fun show.
Okay, thanks.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. And we'll just keep Tim on a couple of minutes more. I sort of didn't ask him to stay the whole hour, so we'll just give folks a couple. Well, Tim, you're ready for more?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Hey there, you're with Tim and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Toonhead.
Hey, Toonhead.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You knew I just had to call on this one, right?
I bet you, Bippy.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, I worked with Jeff for a while there today, and I've got myself a FeedBurner account at least, and I might be giving this podcasting thing a try.
I recommend it. It's fun, you know, just... A lot of times people get kind of worried about not having the greatest equipment. The best thing you can do is just start. Even if it's just using the internal microphone on your computer, use whatever you've got and just start doing it.
I've got a little plastic microphone that isn't worth a crap, but oh well.
I started on the same thing. I used a little $10 microphone I picked up at CompUSA, and I've upgraded since then. But you know, just start. That's the key.
And Marlena, I have to say that I'm very happy to see you get into the podcasting thing because I heard your little sound seeing tour today, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, did you like that?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I liked it. Especially, I love the way that the horn sounded.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
It just, like, reverberated throughout my entire house because I've got these subwoofers.
Yeah.
And it just, oh, man, it just went through the entire house.
Well,
so,
you know what? Just real quickly, I'll tell you a very funny story about that horn, that very horn.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday happened on that cruise, and so of course, you know me, I had to tell everybody it was my birthday, and made lots of friends on the cruise and stuff, and so we were up on the top deck where they have a swimming pool up there, and we were by the bar and having some drinks and stuff, and the guys who were playing said, oh, it's Marlena's birthday today, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Marlena, so that, you know, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear, the horn went. Bleh.
Oh, that's funny. That's really cool.
And
that's wild.
The guy in the van looked at me and goes, you have influence, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, you wanted to know a funny story.
I do want to know a funny story.
Now,
yes.
I don't mean to get away from the podcasting thing, but you heard Kane Prince that just called a little bit ago.
I did.
She and I are together as a couple now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She came over to my house for St. Patrick's Day during that time, and she came on Wednesday and left on a Saturday. And we woke up on, I believe it was one of the mornings, and we went to have breakfast, and she wanted some milk on her cereal. So I'm trying to be a Mr. Gentleman over here, and I walk over to the fridge, and I grab the carton out. I hand it to her, and a couple of seconds later, I hear her laughing. And I said, what are you laughing at? And she says, I hate to tell you this, but you just gave me orange juice. So orange juice on her cereal. So that's a typical blind moment.
It gives a whole new meaning to Snap, Crackle, and Pop, baby.
Uh-huh. It certainly does, and I just could not resist telling that story. And we both got a good laugh out of it. So.
That's a great story.
Yeah, and but yeah, the podcasting thing, I mean, I heard Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, and after that, I just went nuts.
Oh, have you heard the one where Adam Curry rides up and down in the elevator?
Yes, I heard that. it was amazing. Because I'm thinking to myself, how could you possibly take, 35 minutes and do this, but he does it.
Well, and you got to check out Tim's site, because I'm only playing little bits and snippets from that walk that he took along the strip. But
can
we
have a URL for that?
Sure, it's www.500bymidnight.com.
Okay.
And is it FiveHundy? 500.
Yep. And we can just subscribe to the podcast through there?
Yep, I have a link on there to the RSS feed.
All right.
And or you can just click on there's a link for each of the shows, and you can just click on those and listen to them. And tonight I just uploaded a new show, and at the end of that I did a very short sound seeing tour of one of the casinos in Las Vegas. And last week I had a show, I don't know if I should even mention this one. This one was a little more embarrassing. My wife and I, after having a few more drinks than we probably should have.
Oh, that ought to be fun.
We indulged in a downtown Las Vegas treat. The deep fried.
The deep fried. I heard that one. The deep fried Twinkies.
And it was It was a horrific experience.
Oh, dear.
Listen to that one.
All captured on audio.
The deep fried Twinkies, yeah.
That is definitely going into my RSS reader, I'll tell you that right now. I've got iPodder 2.0, and it works great with a screen reader, so if anybody out there wants to try it, don't be afraid. It looks a little strange at first, but once you get the clue of it, it's good. Anyways, guys, I'm going to roll, and
I'll
let the next guy on, but I wanted to say hello. You just knew I had to get on this one. But
I'm glad you did.
If anybody wants to hear my podcast, I will be probably pasting it all over my MSN Messenger thing and all my LiveJournal thing, and everybody will know about it. So,
I've
got a feed burner account at least, and that's a good start. So
sounds great. I'll be looking forward to it.
And I'll see you in Las Vegas, Marlena. Kane Prince and I are going to be coming.
All right. Well, great. I'll look forward to that. And,
okay. We'll catch you later, guys.
All right. Take care, Chris.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. Well, Tim, you've been a big hit.
Oh, thank you.
And I know you didn't quite know what you were getting into.
Well, I ate deep-fried Twinkies in Las Vegas, so I guess after that...
That's right. After that, this stuff's trivial. One question I've got. I noticed that everybody, well, not everybody, but you and Tim Elliott, who does Winecast, and the guy who does Cooking on the Radio, Jeff, I can't say his last name. Anyway, you guys all have a voicemail that's in the Seattle area code. What is that service?
Yes, there's a website called, it's K7, the letter K, the number 7, .net. And you can go on that site, and I don't know how they're making any money. You can go on there and for free sign up for a voicemail line. And those voicemail messages are delivered directly to your email account. So a night or two ago when you left me that message, I was sitting here working away, and all of a sudden I got an email that I had a voicemail and clicked on it and listened to it, and it was that easy. It's
very cool.
There's no charge for it at all. It's a really cool service.
You know, it might be related to Call 8, which is in Seattle, and that begins with a K, and that's my 800 number service. So I may be paying for your voicemail. Aren't you nice?
That may be. Well, I haven't gone. That's probably it. If I went for the toll-free, maybe I'd end up having to pay something.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thank you so much.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I guess I want to wish you and, of course, all your listeners the best of luck in Las Vegas, not only with your upcoming conference, but, you know, if you hit the tables and get some time to throw a few bucks down.
There's no if in this case.
That's what I like to hear.
I am the blackjack queen.
All right.
Oh, great. Well, I will be listening, and hopefully you'll catch some of my stuff.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Have a good evening.
Have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wasn't that interesting? That was Tim Drezin and 5 Hundy by Midnight. Never did ask him quite what a Hundy is, but it does come from the movie Swingers in Las Vegas. 5 Hundy by Midnight. Okay, we're going to do open forum until the top of the hour. Man, I feel like I've had 6 gallons of coffee. This show has got me so invigorated and so excited about all this Las Vegas stuff and this podcasting stuff. I just need to settle down. Okay. I'll take a deep breath and go, om. 866-666-7926 is the number. And now I'm looking for anything you want to talk about with an emphasis on funny stories. Now, Toon had already gave us his funny story. Jeff, you've got a funny story. You're supposed to call back and tell your funny story. And, boy, I have a lot of funny stories, but one of the ones, and I actually may have told this one before, this did not happen to me, but it was told to me by someone who claims that they know the person to whom it did happen. Okay, so picture yourself at a piano bar, and you're blind, you're single, and whether you're a guy or a girl, you know, we'll kind of make things interchangeable here. We don't care. After all, it's just you and me, right? We can do whatever we want. So we're at a piano bar, and the pianist is of the opposite sex to you. And you're sitting there and you decide that you kind of, you want to give this penis kind of the eye and, you know, kind of see if you can make a little contact. Well, this actually happened with a woman somewhere, I think in Missouri, and she sat down at the piano bar and had a couple of drinks and was doing the best that she possibly could to look sultry, shall we say, and wondered what the heck was wrong. And a friend of hers came and sat down with her, and she kind of leaned over to her friend. She said, you know, this guy playing the piano, man, I mean, I can't seem to engage him in anything. And her friend said, it's because it's a player piano. So there she was as a blind person, just kind of making eyes at the wall or whatever. And how many times have you, especially of late, maybe looked for a payphone and thought you found one, and lo and behold, when it's freed up, you go to use it and it's not there because it's somebody using a cell phone. One of my favorite stories about me is that back when I was young and silly, and now I'm just old and silly, but back when I was younger, I was very independent, you know. Oh, of course, I can find my way. I don't need any help. Thank you very much. I can make my way through here. And actually bumping into someone in the department store and saying, excuse me, and becoming very indignant that the person didn't say, well, fine or no problem or whatever, and getting ready to really say to them, well, you know, thanks. I mean, I said, excuse me, and a friend of mine came up and said, Marlena, it's a mannequin. Don't get mad. So, you know, we all have these funny stories that happen to us. And in the time we've got left, which is about 17 minutes, I'd like to know some of yours, if you've got any funny stories. I'd also like to know, kind of on a more serious vein, well, we'll pick up the phone first before we do anything else. Let's make sure we've got all the buttons pushed. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
This is Nikki, your little sister.
It's Nikki, my little sister, who's packed with, hey, what'd you think about all that iPod stuff?
Oh, you know what? If you are ever on Instant Messenger in the next 24 hours or so, you're going to see I think I'm getting addicted to iPodder one-liner in my screen name. So.
Oh, so you're doing iPodder too.
I was so excited that on broadband, I can actually download that software while listening to you. So
yeah.
I downloaded it. I have not installed it yet.
Oh, so you're just starting it.
I am, but
you guys were making
me hungry for iPodder.
Oh, let me tell you that you've got to look for the Catholic Insider.
Okay.
The descriptions of, and it isn't a religious feed per se as much as it is an incredibly descriptive feed of the 70,000 people in St. Peter's Square and people sitting on the streets and sleeping in the streets. It's just phenomenal. So you got to check that one out.
Oh, good, because I've been, procrastinating. So the fact that I'm pulling later nights studying, and I've really been out of all that news, so it'll be a good way to catch up.
Well, and I don't really understand how it all works. I mean, Jeff Bishop was my guru today, and he kind of made it all work, and then he's going to show me because
awesome.
I don't quite know what he did. But it truly, truly is what some of us blind folks have been doing for forever, saving sound, preserving sound, and, you know, that's our pictures.
Well, you know, the first step I would have to take to get a podcast would actually be to get a microphone. You know,
that would be the first step.
You know,
that would be
that could actually be really fun if I decide to do a speech for graduation.
Yeah,
to podcast that.
Absolutely, you bet you could podcast it. Well, I'll be there. I'll record it and I'll podcast
it. Exactly.
There you go.
Perfect.
There you go. So what's on your mind tonight?
I think I told this funny story, blind story before on one of your music shows, but it was about a year ago, so hopefully enough people will have had short-term amnesia or something.
If they're my listeners, they will, yeah.
So when I was in Pittsburgh at my first ACB convention, my father and I went, and the restaurant, the only restaurant that was open for some reason was the like a sports bar type establishment. My father was on, he had met the bartender earlier in the week, and my dad's one of those people that, you know, he meets you once, he knows your name for life, or close to it. So he already knew the guy, and we were sitting there, and, you know, he and I were, the bartender was talking with my dad and I while I'm eating whatever it was I was eating. Well, this lady keeps coming up and ordering drinks, and I mean, she went from, I didn't know what half of these things were, which is probably a good thing. I'm wondering how she's still talking coherently. My father goes out, and he makes several cell phone calls, and I'm sitting there, and I was about to ask, how is this lady, you know, don't you guys have a limit? Well, then I come to realize she was the waitress. There she is, you know, because how many times does a 16-year-old, because that's how old I was then, sit at a bar? You know, I think if I'd known that, several of my friends would have been having a discussion with me. So
so you thought she was drinking all these drinks.
I did. It's so naive.
That's very funny.
Yes.
That is, I remember that story. It makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Yes, and I'm sure if I let you, you could tell several other stories.
Oh, yes, I won't. I won't talk about your pajamas.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
I won't do it. No, no.
Oh, no. You know, I will let you because I think it's unfair to the listeners. You've left them hanging.
When Nikki was in guide dog school getting Julio, me and Julio down by the schoolyard, she wrote beautiful narrations of what it was like, the ups and the downs of getting her guide dog. It was her first guide dog. And so she had a lot of stressful days and a few good ones, but a lot of stressful ones. And she's a very good writer by nature. She truly is. But one day she wrote that, let's see if I can say it exactly. She was going to take Julio out in her pajamas.
Yes.
And her dad and I wanted to know how that dog looked in those pajamas.
Actually, that's not exactly. I said I was going to relieve him in my pajamas.
You're
going to
relieve him in your
pajamas. And my father you were asking how badly those pajamas stink.
That's right. That's right.
Unfortunately, my grandmother knows about it. The entire town of Moorfield, West Virginia probably knows about it.
Yep, she's going to relieve her dog in her Nikki's pajamas. There you go.
My sister made a book out of my dog journal, just excerpting little pieces from it and putting her photography in. Thank goodness she left that part out.
Oh, I think I should have paid her more money.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks a lot.
And are you getting ready for graduation? It's coming on soon.
I am. And you know what? I've got senioritis so bad right now.
Well, just do some podcasting and you'll get over it.
No, because if I do this podcasting, I will not get the stuff done, which is... See, podcasting would just be another outlet for my senioritis.
Yes, I understand. It's an outlet for my... whatever I'm supposed to do. I'm like, I mean, I've been up until 2:30 every morning. It's just ridiculous.
If I'm on Instant Messenger, you should instant message me and distract me from what I'm doing so you can help me, you know, be an enabler and help me deal with my senioritis.
I'll be an enabler and help you deal with something that'll further enable you to have senioritis. Yeah. Sounds good to me. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right. And we'll be talking soon.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. If I ever develop a lisp, we're going to be in trouble with this phone number. We've got about 10 more minutes to go on the two-hour program. I'm wondering how you guys are liking the two-hour format. Should we keep it to... It's a little harder to do too, especially if I don't have a guest. Oh, my goodness gracious. Me and you for 2 hours. Hi there. You're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Hi, Marlena. It's Rachel. How are you?
I'm all right, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Good. All right, here's a funny story. This actually happened to my best friend in high school. And I still laugh about this every time I tell it. And she has no idea how many times I've told this story and gotten laughs out of it. But anyway, we went on this one trip. And, you know, we were cheerleaders for the wrestling team, and we were in Alabama. And we were heading on our way back from Alabama to Florida, stop at a McDonald's to go get some breakfast. Well, you know, she gets back with her breakfast, sits at the table. She's going to go up and get some coffee and or get some cream and sugar for her coffee. So she goes over to where the cream and sugar was, and she picks up the tray. You know, she's low vision. So I think sometimes when you're low vision, you get into more trouble when you're no vision.
Yeah, I think so.
So she picks up the tray, and next thing she knows, this guy is putting down his papers. What she had actually picked up was not a tray full of cream and sugar, but this guy's breakfast.
Oh, no.
So he puts down his paper and kind of gives her this weird look. What are you doing with my breakfast? So all embarrassed and everything, she backs up. She almost slams the tray down and backs up, backs into another table, just about falls over from that.
Oh, no.
But this is the same friend that also had a mannequin story, too. She went up to a mannequin, you know, and, you know, she thought it was, actually, this time she thought it was a mannequin. It was actually a real person. Now, why a mannequin would ever be in a music store, you know, she didn't think that far.
Well, have you ever heard the story that Brian Charlson tells about Kim and her best friend, Darian? They were in high school, and they were both low vision. So you're right. Low vision can really get you into more trouble than no vision can. Anyway, I can't tell this is at all as well as Brian tells it, but he told this on one of my music shows. So she and Darian were walking down the street, and they were window shopping. Good thing for low vision people to do, right?
Yeah.
So they're window shopping, and it's like around prom time, you know. So, you know, they're young girls, and they're looking at, you know, their choices for gowns and stuff. And they see something that they think they like, and so they go in, and they, you know, trying to be all independent, you know, and they're looking around, and they're going through the racks and stuff, and they can't find anything like what they saw in the window. And all of a sudden, they hear these click, 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 click heels coming toward them, and this very indignant voice saying, "Can I help you?" They were in a dry cleaner.
Where are those talking signs when you
need them? I know it. Sometimes I'm not sure if I've gone into a men's room or not. It doesn't have the thing in Braille, you know? So, but when you really got to go, man, you got to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, my husband's going to laugh at me for telling this one, but just a few weeks ago, now you know I'm traveling with my new job,
right.
And he and I are traveling together, and so we were, you know, you kind of just do everything on the run, you know, we got dressed up for this presentation we were given that day, and we were traveling back to Orlando from there, and so we brought change of clothes with us. Well, the place that we were doing the presentation, everything for the most part was closed up, but, you know, the doors to the men's room and the ladies' room, they were outside, so we thought, okay, well, we'll be able to get in there. Well, for whatever reason, the ladies' room door was locked. So, you know, Dave's like, oh, just don't worry about it. Nobody's around. Just come in the men's room with me. And so I'm like, okay. So here I go. Oh, my gosh, I hope nobody sees me. So I'm running into the men's room and changing clothes real quick, and my dog's there, and I'm like, I know for sure some guy's going to come in here, and he's gonna see the dog or hear me talking or something. So I just got changed really quick and ran out. But oh yeah, that was the one time I intentionally went into the men's room. But there was a time in college when all the buildings were labeled, but the one I was in. So, you know, of course you're hoping that somebody's going to walk by. And any other time, somebody would walk by until the time you want somebody to read the signs, and you stand there and wait.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
I'll just hope I get the right door. But
yeah. Well, I can't tell you the number of times I've gone in and just gotten what I needed to do done really fast and said, please, God, don't let anybody come in. Please, please.
I know. And then you, on the way out, you stand by the door like, okay, is anybody walking by?
I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. All right,
oh, yeah.
Rachel. Well, it's good to hear from you.
You too. You too tonight. I haven't gotten into this podcasting thing yet. I keep saying, gosh, I don't have enough time to read all my email, much less podcast.
But see, you can download the podcast and then you can listen to them in the car while you're driving.
This is true.
There you
this
go.
Is true.
See?
But then I'd have to feel like I'd want to do some of my own, which is really cool. I would like to do that at some point. One of these days I will.
Well, it is cool. So we'll see what happens with it. It's a new
I have
phenomenon.
A feeling we're going to see a bunch from the convention now. What do you think?
I think so. I think you're right.
All right, Marlena, you and Gary, have a good night.
Thanks, you and Jay as well.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. We got a call. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Good evening.
It's a Mr. Matsura.
I didn't even get a chance to announce myself. You're one step ahead of me, as always.
Well, with those mellifluous tones, how could I not know?
And you got me in two words or less.
Yes, that's right. Do
Name
I win a prize?
Name that caller.
Name that caller.
Indeed.
You've got a funny story for me.
I have one, but first I have questions.
What?
I've been investigating this iPod thing. And, you know, there are times that I think I'm surfing the wrong internet because I can't find what a lot of other people seem to find without even lifting a finger. I just went to my good friend Google, who is not my friend tonight, and I put in iPodder spelled with one D and two Ds, and all I get are these foreign language pages.
That's strange.
Can you help me out?
And
same thing with Podcatcher.
That's very strange. I believe it's spelled I-P-O-D-E-R, iPodder.
Yeah, those are the ones that give me the foreign language pages.
That's very, very strange. I don't have the... Oh, let's see. Let's see. I don't have the link.
I went to something I found that looked like iPodder.net, and man, oh, man, after opening up about 9 child windows, my machine just went nuts, so I had to reboot it.
Huh.
And it's recovering after that.
Well, I can send it to you when I get off the air.
Great.
If you want, because I've got the EXE file, unless you're using 2003 Outlook, which won't let me send anything like that. Well,
as long as it's under like 10 megs, I can handle it.
Yeah, yeah, I believe it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you go to Podcast Alley,
yeah,
and you drill down to the software section and you look for podcasting software.
Yeah.
There's sections on how to create podcasts and whatnot. And of course, they've got all sorts of MP3 recorders and editors that we all already know and love.
Yeah.
And then you get to the section about preparing your XML, your RSS feeds, and they give you two choices, one of which is a paid service called, don't tell me, Liberate Syndicate.
Yeah.
Liberated Syndication, something like that. It's libsyn.com. And another one is a piece of software called Feed for All, which is also not free.
Huh.
So I think I'm surfing the internet on Mars.
Yeah, go to feedburner.com.
Okay, I was looking for something that does not cause me to rely on somebody else's website. I want a piece of software that'll do it on my PC. I'll handle the XML. Uploading the XML files to wherever they need to go. Because I'm afraid of these things being here today and gone tomorrow.
Well, okay, then here's my next suggestion. Send an email to Jeff Bishop.
Okay, I'll do that.
Jeff's going to kill me. Jeff at jeffbishop.com or net. Yeah, one of those things. Anyway, because he's the one that really got me up and going. Jeff's just one of those brilliant people. So hurry up, tell me your story because we're almost out of time. Quick.
Okay, I'll give you the short
version.
I am not from the Cooks, but I contracted with a friend of mine to make her and her sister a pot of chili this one time. This has gone on almost 25 years ago. So I went to the store and I bought my groceries and I came home and I'm putting it all together and I'm dumping the stuff into the pot. And I get to the 2 cans of peeled plum tomatoes. And I dump one pan in the pot, and I thought I'd cut them up and stir them around a bit, and dump the other one in. And I dump in these things, and they don't feel like tomatoes at all. I don't know what the heck they are. All right, so I figured maybe it was a bad crop, and, you know, maybe that's all right. But I also noticed that my chili is starting to get thick, as in, like, wallpaper paste. And I figured, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So, long story short, I added some tomato paste and other stuff to thin it out. And it came time to serve, and my friend's sister offered to help me serve it up. So she takes the lid off the pot, and the first thing